at 26 points to 6 in the first half, it might have been a little bit easier, but Walker came back and hit hard, pretty hard. And Simon Yun missing the conversion 2 minutes out. But congratulations, it's a great job to not only go through undefeated but get another premiership in first grade.
Yeah, thanks, mate. It was one of those games that sort of aged me about 10 years. When Simon was taking that last kick for the Walker boys, I thought we were in trouble. He doesn't miss many, but fortunately he hooked it a bit. But our boys have been, they're a fairly mature side and they keep their composure very well and they've worked hard all year, so I'm just really happy for them, yeah, that they've come through undefeated. It's a rare thing that a club can do, and we'll just savour it.
Back-to-back titles while you're here as president, you may as well pull the pin, man. So they keep the perfect record, but some fantastic additions to the club, the netball club this year, something a little bit different. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's something we've been talking about for a while, just broadening our base as a club. It's been more of a community-based club, and the Westview Netball Club, they were looking for someone to partner up with to give them a bit more exposure, and we wanted to get a bit more exposure just in the community. And so it's been an interesting exercise, and we sort of run autonomously, but have that joint branding and that sort of stuff. And you might have noticed a number of girls down here today supporting after playing their netball. They've had a hard day today themselves, so it's just been really good.
And of course also you've got women's sevens, and that's been something that Dano and Walshy and the like have really got into in the last 12 months, and it's something that, as a zone, every club's got to get into, haven't they?
Mate, they're mad if they don't. If the clubs don't pursue it, it's been a bit frustrating this year for the girls because it hasn't been a structured comp, so we've been finding games for it when we can. But, mate, they are so committed to it. They've been here every Tuesday and Thursday night. They can be a bit annoying because they're the last ones to leave and you've got to always kick them off the ground. And they love the concept of the seven-a-side rugby. They love the physicality of it. Just adds another dimension to the club. They bring people with them to the club. It gives you a longer day on your home days. And again, it just broadens your base as a club. So, if any other clubs out there wondering about it, get into it, boys, and get out there and pursue some girls, because once you give them one or two games, they'll be hooked and they'll keep it going.
Well, these sort of conveyances don't run on air, and you've got great sponsors like Inland Technology, SMW, of course Hanson, and also on the front of the shirt, West Leagues. I would have thought West Leagues sponsoring a rugby club, but would it have been a temptation to take the grand final across the road to Scully Park, seeing as West Leagues are helping you out, because certainly great opportunity, or is it just such a big sacrifice of home ground to leave Chillingworth Oval?
Yeah, it's a hard one, and we discussed that with West White from the outset, and it's actually not unheard of. West have actually sponsored Pirates about 10 or 15 years ago, so we have a little bit of a track history, and you're right next door to each other, so it's been a good partnership, and they've been very good, and we told them we'd be a fairly low-maintenance club, because we have our own facility, and we have it. And it's something we actually thought about with the finals, but whilst it is a fantastic facility, and we in the future, we might try and do something, but it's hard to beat the tribalism and these local crowds, and you get the Pirates crowd down here in their own little dung heap, and all the guys that have come down from Walker and Mass have just made it a fantastic day, and it's pretty hard to reproduce, no matter how big the facility is. So, a bit of a daggy facility here, mate, but it's home territory.